Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Jump in with this more or less breaking news. So do you know how it works? Nobody cares who's the governor of Virginia, by the way. I'm guessing only half of Virginians care who the governor of Virginia
is. I care now, though.
I'll bet half of them didn't even vote. So you only got half of the people in that state who cared was governor.
Technically, it's the Commonwealth, Jack. Back to you.
But so the governor moonwalked his way into controversy with his blackface or Klan outfit. We don't know which. Then the guy who was going to take his spot, the lieutenant governor, turns out... he's being accused of raping a woman, says he didn't. I don't know. So who's next in line in Virginia? It's the attorney general. And a picture just came out of him in college in blackface at a party.
No, it didn't.
Yes,
it did.
It didn't.
What is going on in Virginia? The guy's name is Herring, if you're following the story. An oily fish, if ever there was one. But I'm telling you, who predicted this? Who was it? It was me. They're going to get down to the assistant postmaster of Virginia, if there was one. Some guy who makes $14.50 an hour. He's going to end up the governor because he'll be the first non-racist, non-rapist they can find.
Well, this you got this whole blackface thing. This might sound amazing to Al Sharpton or whoever. I don't know. But if it turned out I once put black on me to portray somebody for something.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even stand out as a memory.
No.
Because it wouldn't be that shocking to me.
I'm sorry. I must step in because I'm a quibbler.
Did I ever have a wig on to be a woman in a play?
Right.
I don't know. I may have.
Which brings us to not all women have vaginas, which is the big movement on college campuses now. And the absurdity of that will be dissected.
Then I want my money back.
On tomorrow's Armstrong and Getty show.
That's
I don't even
switch.
Know what that meant. But I absolutely.
Buyer beware? I
fraud of some sort.
I would like to disassociate myself from that comment without even knowing what it meant. But was he in blackface? The traditional
mocking minstrel show makeup?
Or was he merely wearing makeup to appear darker skinned?
Was he wearing a costume, in effect, to portray someone?
Right.
They're completely different.
Right. That's you know, it's so disingenuous and so vicious. It just shows you the state of politics to appropriate the weight of something that was undeniably insulting and racist. And put that weight onto something else just because it's kind of similar and people are not aware of the difference. And then use that weight as a club to bash people's heads in, politically speaking. That's immoral. That's rotten. To equate, you know, some seriously like teenager or young 20-something college kid who can dance like Jacko, so put the makeup on, equating that with the minstrel shows of the Jim Crow era. That's so blanking unfair. I just, the words aren't strong enough.
Well, I don't know this Attorney General's act, but the governor, there's nobody has come forward with a single claim of him being racist in any other way or any way at all.
Oh, that reminds me.
And I don't know, this might be the same with this Attorney General.
Yeah.
We just have to decide, I guess, once and for all. So is this a disqualifying... You're done with public life. It turns out you ever put on black makeup for some reason?
Absolutely not. I have. Well, and there are other examples, too. What if you said something that was strongly, quote unquote, anti-gay marriage? 25 years ago.
I did.
30 years ago. Everybody did.
So did Barack Obama.
Actually, I knew a handful of gay people who did. Right, and Hillary Clinton and the rest of them. Does that disqualify you from public service? And I have an absolutely fabulous editorial in front of me. Well, maybe we'll get to that in a second. I want to point this out. This is my favorite Virginia governor meme. It is dark and it is sarcastic, but I like it. How ironic to see the Virginia governor fighting to survive full term.
Oof. That is a dark joke. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's not meant to be a joke. It's a dark commentary.
Whoops. Why did that happen there? That's weird.
Maybe we're asking the wrong question. If you were in college in 1980, maybe that disqualifies you from public service nowadays. How about that?
To have been in college at all. Well said, Positive Sean. I have an editorial. Where the heck is it?
Has anybody checked who is next in line after the Attorney General? How does that work?
I think it's the Rick Perry guy, right? The designated survivor from the SOTU?
Alex Baldwin.
You're getting pretty far down the line to end up governor of a state, which is a big job.
Yeah, it's funny. But this is, and
people are starting to feel like old Northrop might survive this. Northam.
I half jokingly predicted this, and Eugene Volokh, who I love, wrote a great editorial about it, which I'm trying to redig up. I must have closed the window. But if this is the standard we are going with, if at any time in the last 40 years you did something that does not conform to the current media environment of what is acceptable, if that's our standard, there ain't nobody left. I became aware of this. I can't remember.
And as we played a clip from a progressive yesterday who threw out some statistics about real problems in Virginia. Racial problems.
Right.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
It was, what percentage of black kids are graduating high school, or a variety of things.
Right.
Those are serious issues.
Right.
That you would think people would get outraged about.
Nope. No, because they're hard. They're really hard. And you would say some stuff that people wouldn't want to hear. Why would you do that? Why would you wade into the complexity of that if you can get full credit for being a progressive by finding some dumbass who dressed up as Michael Jackson 30 years ago and crucify him instead? You get full credit for being racially aware. It's so phony. It's pathetic. It's cheap.
Now, he does seem like a DA, as you so coarsely put it.
I'm sorry. I have no filter.
Based on his press conference the other day, but I don't think he's a racist, or I have no evidence that he is.
Well, part of the thing that's interesting about the herring thing is just a couple days...
The man, not the oily fish.
Correct. He said, it is no longer possible for Governor Northam to lead our Commonwealth, and it's time for him to step down. He was saying, because of this,
right,
you need to step down, and then whoopsie-daisy.
You got the exact same thing. Well, then that's pretty hard to make your argument.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's probably worth throwing in that a lot of the outrage was because the late-term abortion stuff was so horrific, and smart Democrats understood that they would have that hung around their neck for the next five election cycles, in the same way that old Todd Akin, I had to be reminded of his name, that Missouri congressman who talked about, you know, women can't get pregnant from rape and all that stuff. I'm still hearing about that occasionally from progressives about Republicans. And so some of this outrage is manufactured for that reason.
But his stated argument was, you can't be governor because of the blackface.
Right.
So
right.
How do you go forward now?
Right. If that further establishes that standard, how do you go forward? I became aware in my younger life, I dealt with some political types and all about...
Shouldn't call it blackface. That's unfair, because it's not blackface.
It's not blackface. And we're fighting way against the current, but we've spent our entire careers doing that, so why don't we? You know what? I'd rather be right than happy.
I'd rather be employed and wealthy.
Well, that's...
I'll say whatever I got to say.
Well, that's...
You're not supposed to say that out loud.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. That's remarkably candid. But I became aware that a lot of the people in politics were the guys who in college knew they were getting into politics.
Right.
And crafted everything they did
to
look good for politics.
And who wants to hang around with that person?
Well, so, you know, again... I got one arm around Thomas Jefferson, the other around James Madison at this point. But how perverse is that in contrast to the Founding Fathers' idea of citizen legislators who would represent the common people because they are the common people? somebody who's not only a professional politician, but since they were lawfully practically a child in some cases, they've been designing their life to grab political power. Oh, I just find that repugnant. Ugh. Ugh.
So a clip or two from the president's State of the Union address.
So, I'm sorry, I failed to make to bring it home to the punctuation mark. So the idea that we can only permit those who've never done anything the least bit risky or naughty or whatever, even when they were 19?
Well, it wasn't even risky or naughty at the time.
Well, right, exactly. And then, oh, yeah, you multiply that by applying today's standards. It is a standard that can't possibly endure. It would just, we would have nobody but these disgusting, slick, since they were 14, I'm going to be, have political power people.
You will end up with a weird pool to choose from for all political candidates.
I wouldn't even pee in that pool, Jack. I don't want that pool.
Once again, Joe working the coarse end of the conversation.
Drain that pool. Never mind the swamp. Drain that pool.
So 75% approval for the president's State of the Union address in the CNN and CBS poll. We'll play a little bit of that.
Oh, man, do I have a headline that is revealing for you. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation. Brother is a fine
mediator. Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Oh, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, you can order like a pro with gorgeous roses from Pro Flowers. She'll be thrilled when you surprise her with roses. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $24.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone, and enter secret code 6565. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed. Time is running out, so hurry to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $24.99 plus shipping and handling. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. You'll be a Valentine's Day pro. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 6565. That's proflowers.com, code 6565.
Hey, to all the men out there, my name is Tina, and I want to share a recent experience with you. Let's talk male performance in the bedroom. Okay, so I've been with this guy for years, and he's been fantastic at almost everything he does, with the exception of our life in the bedroom. Not long ago, he shocked me with more strength and passion than he has had in years. He performed in the bedroom like when we were in college. It was so exciting, and today his performance is better than ever. I asked him what has gotten into you, and with a huge smile, he said, Noxatril, the natural super pill that is better than anything he's ever taken. No stuffy nose, no headaches, just incredible results. Now I'm a huge fan of Noxatril. Hey, if you want a sure thing in the bedroom, call Noxatril today. They have a free bottle offer, so do yourself a favor and call now.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxatril, call 1-800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
Orchard Nutrition has received Best of the North State for the 13th year in a row. And since 1982, the Orchard Nutrition Center family has held a commitment to your family to bring you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. At Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
In the North State, becoming best in the North State means a lot. And Orchard Nutrition has received best in the North State for the 13th year in a row. For Orchard Nutrition Center, it just comes naturally. A sincere thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
All Americans can be proud that we have more women in the workforce than ever before. Don't sit yet. You're going to like this. And exactly one century after Congress passed the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote, we also have more women serving in Congress than at any time before.
Really?
That was a masterstroke.
Yeah, So that was nice.
It did feature a man mansplaining when a woman should stand up and sit down.
Is that what happened?
That's what happened.
Yes.
And you had the women in white high-fiving each other and everything like that, although a lot of people were making the comment that the women in Congress looked better in white than Governor Northam did. That's a regular theme last night.
I don't think he was the one in the hood.
I think he was.
No. The checkered pants prove it. He was the guy in the black makeup.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that's my theory.
Circumstantial.
Back to the women in the workforce thing, and fact check from NPR Politics, their tweet, fact check, President Trump praised the record number of women in Congress, but that's almost entirely because of Democrats, not Trump's party, which does not alter the fact
that's
at all.
Not a fact check, that's an editorial added on. That's unbelievable. Oh, my other favorite fact check, I think I printed it. Where is it? There it is. From the New York Times. And listen, I realize I'm flogging this point, but I can't stop myself. Mr. Trump said that American troops have been fighting in the Middle East for almost 19 years. This is false. American troops deployed to Afghanistan on October 2001 to begin Operation Enduring Freedom, blah, blah, blah. But Afghanistan is not technically considered part of the Middle East. It is in Southwest Asia.
Wow. So do you think you're helping yourself doing that kind of a fact check? Oh, we really stuck it to Trump there. Or does it make people roll their eyes and think you're just out to demean the man?
The United States invaded Iraq, which is in the Middle East, nearly 16 years ago. So, well, and as our listener pointed out, so we all just mean sand countries.
Right.
Okay,
sure.
Afghanistan's not as sandy as it is mountainous.
No.
Okay, let's poll Americans again. Do you consider American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan as being troops in the Middle East?
Fact,
okay, fine.
Fact checking as a thing has sort of ceased to be that beneficial.
Yes. It has jumped the shark, and of course, the waters of Afghanistan filled with sharks, killer sharks.
The people right behind Trump. To his right was an elderly woman chewing on her tongue?
Yes.
Is that what she was doing?
Correct. Or the victim of a stroke. And I had friends seriously texting me, is Nancy Pelosi okay? Her face doesn't look right. Which is, you know, she's an older gal.
What was the chewing thing?
A little unkind.
She just constantly... Does she have a mint, or do her teeth slide out every once in a while?
She's a fan of having a mint in, I know. I have to chew gum during long, like, speeches and movies and stuff. I got to have some gum. I get very dry.
If you knew you were on the camera...
Oh, I'd be very careful.
And if you saw a video of you on camera like that, wouldn't you think, oh, man, I've got to work harder at...
Yes.
Because it's a weird look.
Yes.
Yeah, I found
and
it
when she walked in front of me, believe me, I wasn't impressed.
I found it distracting because she was constantly just her mouth doing all kinds of weird things.
Yeah.
On the other side, and I've got nothing against Mike Pence, but I got nothing for him either. He's just a nothing.
That's his act.
His I'm pleasantly engaged look is as innocuous as anything has ever been.
Oh, yeah. He could die of electrocution, and when you found his body, he'd have that look on his face.
I mean,
I think it's permanent. Resting, pleasantly engaged face. He's worked on it.
Yeah. I'd say, kind of, not a smile, nothing, you can't assign anything to it.
Right, right. Well, can you imagine the gig of being Trump's vice president? As like an evangelical conservative... famously polite and gentlemanly and the rest of it, he's had a heck of a job. And so he's hovered through it with that look on his face and that demeanor about everything he does.
The sitting and standing...
It's actually quite skillful, even if it's a little disturbing. And I got to get to that headline I mentioned.
Okay.
We got time. Go ahead.
The sitting and standing, I'm amazed at how many people don't have the courage or their convictions on the sitting or standing.
Right.
They say sitting for quite a while, and then, there's enough people standing, I better stand. What a weird way to live your life.
Well, at some point, I've had that, like, going to musical things or plays
That's
or whatever,
true.
And
true.
Everybody starts to stand, and then I start to think, I look like it wasn't good activist now.
Right, right.
I guess so anyway. All right, so listen to this. And hey, we have a lot of friends at the Washington Post. We have them on the air all the time. There are some really smart journalists there, some of whom we don't agree with much, but they're worth talking to because it's fun to talk to them. But the editorial board is something else. Listen to this headline. This is their lead editorial. Trump's State of the Union gave us the same old polarizing demagoguery at great length. Polarizing demagoguery. CBS News poll of a hell of a lot of Americans said, looking ahead, the speech will do more to unite the country, 56%, divide the country, 8%. Seven times as many people said it was uniting as it was divisive.
So one of the most important newspapers in the world agrees with 8% of the population.
Correct. Which doesn't necessarily make them wrong.
You're an outlier.
But it sure does show where they're coming from.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, high marks for President Trump's State of the Union. I should say more high marks. Yet another black eye for a top Virginia government official. And it turns out Corey's got a boo. We'll have those stories coming up minutes from now.
Corey's got a boo?
Corey's got a boo.
What are we, 6 years old? I'll stay tuned.
I don't even know what that nonsense is. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
What if the kid who cut your grass worked like most financial advisors? Instead of a straight-up $20, you'd get some confusing bill with surcharges and add-ons. What the heck is a blade height adjustment fee? Creative planning is different. Our fiduciary advisors work off one transparent fee structure, and we never receive commissions on your investments. Dial 866-440-1006 for a free, no-obligation consultation with Creative Planning. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
We're all searching for what surprises us, inspires us, and pushes us further. Stare nature in the eye on the Cascade Theater's big screen. Filmmaker Felipe de Andrade live on stage discussing how to find your passion and presenting wild images from curious raptors to massive snappers. Plus, Turtle Bay will be on hand giving away free passes. Nat Geo's Untamed comes to the Cascade February 8th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform
inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
So we have more wrinkles in the Virginia governor story?
Yeah, and a California angle as well that's really troubling.
Okay. Well, let's get to the news and see where we are.
All right, day after President Trump's State of the Union, poll numbers looking very strong this morning. Armstrong and Getty asking the Hoover Institution's Lonnie Chin, could he have scored, though, a bigger win?
No, you can't. Given where we are in our political history, having just come through this really divisive shutdown, having immigration be an issue that is so bitterly divided on partisan lines, for the president to be able to give a speech like that clearly was a big win for the White House, a big win for the president.
But Chin is cautioning.
Here's the problem, guys. You know, the news cycle moves so quickly, and we're going to be talking about something completely different, like maybe within a few minutes.
Sure.
So how do you sustain this momentum? I think that's the question.
You don't.
Wow. Okay. Settles that. What's your next story, Marshall?
I was just going to say, President Trump is heading out. He's going to host a Make America Great Again rally in El Paso, Texas on Monday, February 11th.
Oh, okay, Monday. I thought you were going to say today.
So, no.
Okay.
No, he's heading out on that one. Virginia Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring is admitting he wore blackface at a college party in 1980.
So now, wait a second. Herring, he's the third in line after the late-term abortion Jacko imitator governor and the maybe rapist lieutenant governor.
Yes.
Who's denying it up and down. So Herring.
So third in line who said Northam's got to go for his blackface. Turns out he wore black makeup in college also.
The fourth in the line of succession would be the Speaker of the House of Delegates, according to the Virginia rules and regulations, I guess state constitution or something there. Notable, the first three guys, the guys that we've mentioned, are all Democrats.
Yes.
This fourth guy would be a Republican.
And unfortunately, he used to enjoy seal clubbing trips.
Ran a puppy mill.
Right. Listen to this, would you? Now, yeah. The latest story, and we're following this mostly because it's become so absurd, is that the lieutenant governor, whose name is Fairfax,
yes. Yeah.
Who is accused of sexually assaulting a woman in 04. Yeah. She's an academic at Stanford or
yes.
In California?
Yeah.
At Stanford, of all places.
They both agree to a one night, well, they had sex one night.
Right.
She says she was raped. He says it was consensual.
Right. And, Sean, what's that story you have very briefly?
So in a meeting, I believe this was on Monday evening, it is being reported that he referenced her as saying F that B in a dismissive way. His people,
that's dismissive.
Yeah, his people are now out saying, no, I was there, absolutely did not happen. But this story just keeps getting more and more strange.
Now, well, so who first reported that he did say blank that blank?
There was an NBC News guy and one other person who were citing that as,
I was
being
following Ben Shapiro's Twitter feed, and he referenced it. So it's out there. I could picture you, a guy saying that.
So listen, you got that story out there in all its, permutations. I almost used a different expression, which would have been terrible. I wish Alyssa Milano were here. Actually, I don't. I'm really grateful she's not. I find her just insufferable. But you got to believe the woman. We must believe the victims. It's time to believe the victims. Over and over and over, we heard it. All right, here's a black Democrat about to be dragged down. And it's utterly unclear whether we should believe the victim. Encinitas, California. It's in the San Diego area, for those not familiar. A judge just sentenced a woman to a short term in county jail and 3 years of probation because she falsely accused former state assembly candidate Phil Graham of sexual misconduct. She accused him of forcibly groping and kissing her. I want Jack to hear this.
I'm listening.
Accused Graham of forcibly groping and kissing her against her will after a night of drinking. Turns out she's not only a crackpot, but video and witness testimony and everything is so completely unmade her story that now she's going to jail for making false accusations. I'm not saying it's half the time. I'm not saying it's 10% of the time. But anybody who's lived a little knows there are crazy chicks out there who will make stuff up, who will try to hurt a guy by accusing him of something utterly unspeakable. Sometimes it happens in a divorce. Ask Ivana Trump. Sometimes it's an accusation of child molestation in a bitter divorce, which is an unspeakable crime to commit, both to do it or to accuse somebody falsely of it. There are women who make this stuff up, and it's an awful thing to do.
So, okay, I agree with that 100%. And this Lieutenant Governor of Virginia may
Fairfax,
have...
Fairfax, right.
He may have, which is confusing.
I know. As if the governor of Illinois' name was Chicago.
She may be a nut job, and they did have a one-night stand that was perfectly consensual. But if he said F that B, as is now being reported by NBC News, it's got enough credibility that NBC News is reporting it, is he done because of that?
If I were looking at it as a news pundit, I'd say, yeah, that's too much. Looking at it as a human being, this guy's about to become governor. He did nothing wrong. If this is true, and this woman, for whatever reason, is accusing him of a horrifying crime.
Oh, yeah, I would say that.
Unjustifiably.
I would say that.
He lost his head, and he unleashed some obscenities.
I don't even think you need to lose your head. If I'm in a room with you guys,
yeah,
who I work with and I'm friends with,
right,
I would say that and not think twice about it.
Right.
Then when it gets out, I'd wonder who put that out there. But,
right,
yeah, I would say that out loud.
I'd say it was
I remember her. We had a couple of drinks, and then we went and blah, blah, blah. Blank that blank.
Right.
Saying that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I can believe he said that, but I'm not sure he survived that in the hashtag me too. The only reason we're talking about this, again, I don't care who's the governor of Virginia, but so the top guys, the whole Klan thing, the moonwalking thing, he can't. Everybody's calls him to go.
No one's
the
support.
The second guy
might be a rapist.
Well, and the F that B.
Right.
The third guy, black makeup at a college party also,
he's
who said that's disqualifying for the top guy.
Right.
So we're done.
What do we know about the Speaker of the Assembly again?
We know they're a Republican.
That's unforgivable. I made up the seal clubber thing. I think if this guy or gal, they let women be in government now, if this guy or gal has any sins, put them out right now. Now.
Can't be the governor.
Didn't somebody involved in this, wasn't it disclosed that their family did own slaves? I think it was the governor. Back in the day, obviously.
Well, you shouldn't be held to account for that.
Well, no, but people are in social justice warrior society. That's disqualifying, which is why it's so much fun to watch it unravel.
All right, there you go. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
I didn't even figure out who, like, my great-great-grandfather was until last year. I'm supposed to take on his sins? What? And he never heard of me. So, come on. Come on!
Oh, that is just so rich, though. God, I'll tell you what. If this number four guy has got something, that's going to be... I don't know where we are then. They just got to have a new election.
Or something. I don't know. Or just not have a governor for a while.
We got to kick them all out, start from scratch. That's right. The only way we can fix this.
With newborn babies who have no record whatsoever.
He is like a little baby.
What if he dressed up in an Indian headdress as part of some, what the hell were the macho men guys? The village people.
Right.
He dressed up in a village people act as an 18-year-old. He's out. Who's next?
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Did you know that there is a new victim of identity theft every 2 seconds? It means a criminal could be spending your money, applying for loans in your name, and even damaging your good credit, all without you even knowing. And it's a good thing there's LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. And if you do have an issue involving identity theft, one of LifeLock's identity restoration specialists is going to work with you to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but with LifeLock, you get identity theft protection and additional features to help protect your devices against cyber threats for as low as $9.99 a month. Go to LifeLock.com or call 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH for 10% off your first year. LifeLock.com. And don't forget the name RUSH as the promo code for 10% off your first year.
Hey, to all the men out there, my name is Tina, and I want to share a recent experience with you. Let's talk male performance in the bedroom. Okay, so I've been with this guy for years, and he's been fantastic in almost everything he does, with the exception of our life in the bedroom. Not long ago, he shocked me with more strength and passion than he has had in years. He performed in the bedroom like when we were in college. It was so exciting, and today his performance is better than ever. I asked him what has gotten into you, and with a huge smile, he said, Noxatril, the natural super pill that is better than anything he's ever taken. No stuffy nose, no headaches, just incredible results. Now I'm a huge fan of Noxatril. Hey, if you want a sure thing in the bedroom, call Noxatril today. They have a free bottle offer, so do yourself a favor and call now.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxatril, call 1-800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is bringing his band back to the Cascade Theater for a show you don't want to miss. Robert Cray blends blues, soul, and American roots with a soulful voice and precision guitar work that's earned him 5 Grammys. The Robert Cray Band, Saturday, February 9th at the Cascade. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fork. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Anybody that ever dressed up as the village people back in the 70s, you're probably... Well, if, you're
well,
the
if you drew the Indian, you're in trouble.
Yeah, if you dressed as a construction worker, you're fine.
Or if you're a white guy and you dressed as the cop and went for realism and went with the dark makeup, you're screwed, but...
You can be a construction worker or a cowboy.
Certainly.
Yeah.
It depends on which side of the party, like which party you're running for. If I was the cop guy, I could be called out. He's too pro-cop.
Right.
Good one. So more on the ridiculous Virginia race here in just a second. But we are just watching this video of this law enforcement weapon that's becoming more popular called the Bola Wrap. Have you seen this? Where you, it's like something Batman had. You have this little gun and it fires a rope at somebody and wraps them up.
Oh, I heard about it, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, watch this video. I got to get one for my kids.
Okay, there's
when they're getting out of control. Oh, yeah, pop, kapow.
There's some good camera work. Okay, there we go.
And all of a sudden,
what the what?
Yeah,
yeah.
All of a sudden, you're just wrapped up in a rope, like literally, like something you saw in a Batman show.
That was like a high school kid's video project where the edit was too fast.
Yeah,
the guy pushes the button and the guy is immediately enveloped in a rope and can't move his arm.
The Riddler,
for instance.
Mm-hmm. So we're down to number four in Virginia, it looks like,
and counting.
Governor dressed as a KKK or something. Second guy accused of non-consensual sex and said "F that B" in a meeting, so he's done. Number three also wore blackface at a party in college.
After calling for the governor to step down for wearing blackface in college.
So we're down to number four. Right. The Speaker of the Assembly, or not. But I think what we're seeing here, and this is inevitable, I think everybody smart knows this is coming. As we move into a world where everybody's entire life is documented on video somewhere.
Yes.
I mean, we're about to have people running for office that grew up in the smartphone era. And all your high school and college shenanigans are out there somewhere. So we've got to move past these disqualifying events. I mean, or we will literally have nobody who can run.
Right. You know, I do know some people who are pure of heart and, yeah.
But it'd be pretty close to literally.
Darned near.
Not enough people to have any functioning democracy.
Right. Or our democracy will be something we don't intend. Because I know plenty of people who are pure of mind and heart and activity from the time they were young. Generally, they're very religious people, and they're brought up that way, and they got no dirt. On the other hand, I don't want that to be an absolute requirement to be in public service. I mean, I know some people who are among the best people I've ever known in my life who got into youthful hijinks. I mean, come on.
Well, how about if you're just going to leave it at inappropriate jokes? Oh, come on, we live in a world where if you laughed at an inappropriate joke
or
at a party,
condemn it.
Right, you could be in trouble. So
yeah, yeah. Well, but I think we'll get there.
Well, I think we're working through it right now in Virginia. Right. I think everybody's gonna at some point say, okay, we can't go back 40 years to one thing and say you can't be in office. I mean, we're gonna have to get past that.
Particularly if everybody who is sober agrees that at the time it was no big deal.
Well, not being sober at the time would regularly be a problem with those. I can't imagine having YouTube videos floating around from parties I was at when I was in college. Can't even imagine that. But it happens. Now.
Right. Right. Oh, boy.
And they weren't even particularly...
Give me a moment to get over what could have been.
In my lifetime, there will be a president with nudes available on the internet.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Wow.
From some texting.
You will be able to see. You'll be able to see the president's junk.
That will become a requirement.
Finally.
Because
it'll be like the tax things before Trump. No, we need to see what's going on.
We will elect a president who once sent a picture of his genitals to his girlfriend.
Yes.
In college.
100%.
And they're out there.
Or a woman who was drunk in college and lifted up her top. Imagine
on
that.
On a balcony in New Orleans on a...
Exactly. Or a spring break and some idiot took a picture.
Right.
Of course, that idiot is practically everybody now.
Sure.
But, you know, we'll work through this thing. I think we'll be fine. It's hilarious to watch Virginia falling all over itself. But what are you going to do? Huh?
Boy, you're right. We are going to have a president.
With nudes.
With nudes.
Yeah. We're going to have to actively avoid seeing our naked president.
Bringing a bunch of this together. Did you hear about the story of the young woman in college at UNC Greensboro, University of North Carolina? She had a running joke that she had a ghost in her closet because there are kind of weird noises at times, and she couldn't find her clothes and stuff like that. And it was a joke with her and her friends until they discovered the dude who'd been hanging out and semi-living in her closet and wearing her clothes. Some weirdo was in there, ooching about, and was indeed wearing her clothes and stuff. I mean, that's like the call came from inside the house. I mean, it's practically that. Luckily, nothing terrible happened other than this poor gal is probably going to be a little freaked for the rest of her life.
Be a long
anytime
time.
A floor creaks, you know, in her house.
That'd be awful. It'd be a long time before you could ever get to sleep.
Yeah. So she had this running joke, but on Saturday, she finally confronted her ghost after hearing something unmistakable rattling in her closet. Who's in there? She recalled asking.
Alex Baldwin.
I'm asking that question with a gun in my hand.
Well, yeah, she pressed against the closet door, realizing a spirit wasn't responsible for the sounds. My name's Drew, the man's voice replied.
Oh, it's just me.
She tried making an emergency call to her Apple Watch to no avail. The man was pushing. She relented when he promised he wouldn't harm her.
Yeah,
but,
a tough one.
Quote, I opened the door and he's in there wearing all of my clothes, my socks, my shoes. He has a book bag full of my clothes.
Whoa. Freaky. Yes, I like that. I really like
that. Rock.
That one is great.
Yes.
Get them to do the halftime show.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody to wrap things up. Hey, Michelangelo, what's your final thought?
Yeah, I just got a call from the Virginia government. Apparently, I'm number 141 on the list. But, guys, you better move on to 142. My youthful hijinks will disqualify me.
Freshen up your resume, Michael. Marshall Phillips, your final thought.
Well, I want to assure you I have destroyed any and all potentially embarrassing Matthew Brady daguerreotypes, later etchings, and fairly recent Polaroids from my past.
Wow. Positive Sean, final thought?
Yes, by my calculations, there were at least 30 minutes worth of applause breaks during the SOTU last night. There has got to be a way that they can film this and put out an edit of it without the applause breaks in it.
Yes, let's, please.
Time is money, people.
Jack, would you like to share a final thought with us?
I know there's a chunk of the country and 90% of the media that think it's just a given that Trump can't be reelected. His speech last night and 75% approval in the polls for his speech. Absolutely, you're crazy if you think he can't be reelected. I'm not saying he will, but he's definitely got a shot.
Correct. My final thought is, once again, I've never seen such a stark, obvious, and undeniable divide between what the talking heads of American media said about the SOTU and the reaction of the people who watched it. It was astonishing. 8 times as many people found it uniting as divisive, but the headline was, Divisive Speech from Trump.
Right.
Makes you scratch your head and reinforces something we've said for ages. Trust your own judgment. Trust your friend's judgment, your honey, your kids, whatever. Y'all are right, not the media super elite.
And that's why so many people dismiss the media, so you're doing yourself harm by writing those headlines, because now nobody's going to listen to you.
Right.
Armstrong and Getty, we're wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
Email us, what do you think? Something we ought to be talking about? Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. That's the address. Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
We will see you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What? Bye-bye.
Mr. President, your speech was so good last night.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.